Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Inspire Greatness by Matt Tenney focuses on a practical leadership challenge, how to motivate employees in ways that last and that scale beyond one charismatic manager. Rather than relying on pressure, perks, or complicated programs, the book centers on building a simple, repeatable process that helps people do meaningful work with higher energy and commitment. Tenney frames motivation as a leadership skill that can be learned through consistent behaviors, especially those that create clarity, connection, and trust. The approach speaks to leaders who want better performance without sacrificing culture, and to organizations that need a method that works across teams. The book also emphasizes that sustainable motivation comes from environments where people feel valued, supported, and capable of growth. By combining mindset shifts with concrete actions, leaders can apply in everyday conversations, inspire greatness positions, motivation as something leaders can intentionally design, measure, and reinforce over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining motivation as a leadership system. A central idea in Inspire Greatness is that motivation should not depend on a leader's personality or occasional bursts of enthusiasm. The book treats motivation as a system of behaviors and expectations that can be repeated by any manager. This matters because many organizations suffer from uneven leadership quality across departments, leading to inconsistent engagement and performance. Tenney's process-oriented framing pushes leaders to move from hoping people will be inspired to designing conditions where inspiration becomes more likely. That includes understanding what truly drives people at work, separating temporary compliance from genuine commitment, and recognizing how daily interactions shape attitudes. The system perspective also helps leaders scale. When motivation practices are clear and teachable, they can be shared through training, coaching, and leadership development. In addition, a system creates accountability. Leaders can evaluate whether they are consistently applying the process and whether it is producing measurable outcomes such as improved collaboration, lower turnover risk, and higher discretionary effort. By shifting motivation from an abstract concept to a set of repeatable practices, the book encourages leaders to treat inspiration as a strategic capability rather than a lucky outcome. Secondly, creating purpose and meaning in everyday work. Tenney emphasizes that employees are more energized when they see a clear connection between their work and something that matters. While compensation and benefits are important, the book highlights the power of purpose as a more durable motivator. Leaders can help by translating organizational goals into human impact, clarifying who benefits from the team's work, and showing how individual roles contribute to the bigger picture. This is especially relevant for roles that can feel repetitive or distant from customers, where people may struggle to see why their effort matters. The book encourages leaders to communicate purpose consistently, not just during annual meetings or onboarding. Purpose becomes real when it shows up in daily priorities, team conversations, and decision-making. It also requires honesty. If work is difficult or constrained, leaders can still provide meaning by acknowledging challenges while emphasizing progress and contribution. When purpose is clarified, teams often gain a stronger sense of identity and ownership, which can improve resilience during change. This topic positions meaning not as a slogan, but as a leadership practice that helps people choose engagement even when conditions are imperfect. Thirdly, trust, respect, and the emotional climate of teams. Another major theme is that motivation rises or falls with the emotional climate created by leadership. People tend to invest more effort when they feel respected, psychologically safe, and treated fairly. Tenney's approach points leaders toward behaviors that build trust through consistency, transparency, and genuine concern for people. This includes listening well, following through on commitments, and addressing issues directly rather than allowing frustration to linger. The book also implies that leaders influence motivation through how they respond under pressure. In stressful moments, reactions can either reinforce safety and confidence or create fear and withdrawal. By managing their own demeanor and choosing constructive communication, leaders can prevent anxiety from spreading through the team. Respect also shows up in practical ways, such as how leaders run meetings, handle disagreements, and recognize contributions. When employees believe their leader is for them and not merely using them, motivation becomes more self-sustaining. This topic matters because trust is a multiplier. It improves collaboration, reduces defensiveness, speeds up execution, and encourages people to bring forward ideas and concerns early. The book frames trust building as a daily discipline, not a one-time initiative. Fourthly, coaching for growth. Instead of managing for compliance, Inspire Greatness positions effective motivation as closely tied to development. Employees are more engaged when they are learning, improving, and moving toward meaningful goals. Tenney's process encourages leaders to act as coaches who help people build capability rather than as supervisors who simply enforce rules. Coaching starts with clarity about expectations, but it goes further by identifying strengths, removing obstacles, and providing feedback that is specific and actionable. This style of leadership can reduce the common tension between performance and morale because accountability is paired with support. The book's scalable angle suggests that coaching does not have to be time-consuming if leaders build simple routines such as regular check-ins, short feedback loops, and consistent goal tracking. Growth-focused leadership also supports retention by making the workplace a platform for advancement, even when promotions are limited. When employees feel their leader is invested in their progress, they are more likely to take initiative and persist through setbacks. This topic highlights how a coaching approach can turn motivation into a shared project. The leader provides direction and support, while the employee contributes effort and ownership toward improvement. Lastly, a repeatable process for recognition and reinforcement. The book underscores that motivation strengthens when positive behaviors are noticed and reinforced in a consistent, credible way. Rather than generic praise, Tenney's approach aligns recognition with values, results, and effort that reflects the team's standards. A repeatable process helps leaders avoid two common problems: recognizing only top performers while missing steady contributors, or giving recognition that feels random and therefore loses impact. When reinforcement is specific, employees understand what good looks like and are more likely to repeat it. The scalability focus suggests building simple habits such as naming the behavior, linking it to impact, and expressing appreciation in a way that fits the person and situation. Recognition also supports culture by signaling what the organization prioritizes, whether that is customer care, collaboration, innovation, or reliability. Done well, reinforcement becomes a form of real-time training, strengthening desired practices without long lectures or complicated incentives. The topic also points to balance. Motivation is not created through praise alone, but through a reliable loop of clear expectations, supportive coaching, and recognition that validates progress. This process can improve morale while also sharpening performance, because people receive timely cues about where to focus their energy. In conclusion, Inspire Greatness is best suited for managers, executives, team leads, and HR or learning leaders who want a practical method to increase engagement without relying on gimmicks. It also fits leaders stepping into new roles who need a repeatable way to build credibility and momentum quickly. The book can benefit a reader's life by improving everyday leadership conversations, how to create meaning, build trust, coach growth, and reinforce progress in ways that reduce conflict and raise performance. These skills do not just help at work, they strengthen communication and relationship habits in any setting where people must collaborate. Compared to similar leadership and motivation books that focus mainly on big ideas or inspiring stories, this one stands out for its emphasis on a simple, scalable process. That focus makes it easier to translate concepts into team routines, especially in organizations where multiple managers need to apply the same principles consistently. Readers who want both a values-driven approach and practical guidance will find it worth buying because it aims to make motivation a reliable outcome of how leaders lead, not a rare result of extraordinary personalities or temporary incentives. If you would like to support Matt Tenney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.